Howdy, history writers. This is Stock Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 7 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of February 8th through February 14th in the great American Old West? History writers, last week we looked in on several events of the 1865 South Platte River War in Colorado Territory. This week we'll follow several major events to the conclusion of the hostilities. February 8, 1865, Battle of Rush Creek. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel William O. Collins, with 185 men, some accounts say fewer, of the 11th Ohio Cavalry, left Mud Springs in hot pursuit of the Indians who had attacked the station. Passing an abandoned camp littered with codfish, flour, and empty cans of oysters, meat, and fruit, they followed the trail to the North Platte. As they moved nearer the large Indian encampment, some 1,000 Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Lakota Sioux warriors came out to fight. Collins dug in and withstood the siege, but could make no further progress against the Indians in the bitter cold weather. Inconclusive skirmishes took place along both banks of the North Platte River for 2 days. This is southeast of today's Broadwater, Nebraska. February 9, 1865. While a large number of warriors kept Lieutenant Colonel Collins and the 11th Ohio Cavalry pinned down until late in the day, the immense three-tribe assemblages of the Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Lakota Sioux broke camp and began the two-day crossing of the waterless in the wintertime Nebraska sandhills, then turning west towards the Powder River country in the Wyoming Territory. When clear of the army pursuit, the tribes divided, each eventually joining northern relatives. The South Platte River attacks were over. In the trek from Sand Creek, they'd killed more whites than the number of Cheyennes killed at Sand Creek and completely destroyed the facilities on 100 miles of Butterfield's overland stage line. February 10, 1865. The Indians had abandoned their holding action the afternoon before. The troopers had been out for 10 days, ridden 400 miles, fought 2 battles, are suffering from cold, lack of food, and everyone is exhausted. With 2 men killed, 9 wounded, and another 10 men suffering frostbite, not to mention being outnumbered by about 5-1, Lieutenant Colonel Collins decides that further action would be, quote, injudicious and useless, unquote, and the 11th Ohio Cavalry makes trail for Fort Laramie. Collins estimates Indian casualties at Mud Springs and Rush Creek at 100 to 150. Cheyenne warrior George Bent claimed that only 2 Indians were wounded at Rush Creek. February 11, 1850. The Buffalo, Bayou, Brazos, and Colorado Railway, the BBB&C, the first railroad chartered and operated in Texas. The railroad had constructed 20 miles of tracks by 1853. It would eventually become a component of the Southern Pacific Railroad. February 12, 1811, the Pacific Fur Company trading bark Tonquin dropped anchor in Kalakaua Bay in the Kingdom of Hawaii. Captain Thorne was obliged to take serious measures to protect desertions by his crew and did manage to trade with the Hawaiians to reprovision the vessel for the cruise to the Pacific Northwest of America. February 12, 1873. The crime of 73, the demonetization of silver, places the U.S. de facto, but not officially, on the gold standard. This didn't happen until 1900. The stock exchange was closed for 10 days. 1/3 of the more than 350 railroads went bankrupt. A 5-year depression would follow, and the value of silver would crash. Western mining interests were damaged. By 1878, the value of gold to silver would fall to a ratio of 1 to 32. February 13, 1866, little Archie Clement leads the way to the first daytime peacetime bank robbery in the United States. Cole Younger, Frank James, and their gang take nearly $58,000. One bystander, college student George Wymore, is killed by celebratory shots. This is the County Savings and Loan Association at Liberty, Missouri. February 14, 1882, a drunken Samuel M. Doc Cummings picks a fight with Jim Manning at the Coliseum Variety Theater in El Paso, Texas. Jim and bartender David King, also no friend of Doc's, fire first, and Cummings stumbles out into the street and falls dead. This is Program 7 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.